Last week, we discussed the housing market and rising interest rates, and you noted the economy can still grow even in an environment of rising interest rates if employment growth accelerates. Does the July employment report imply that's happening?
Yes, it does. It was a great report for Florida. Florida's economy generated 150,000 jobs for the 12 months ending in July, which was the fastest rate this year. It represents a 1.9% rate of growth, Nicole, which is the first time in this recovery that Florida's rate of job growth has exceeded the nation's.
That sounds like very big news. A lot of emphasis has been placed on what appears at first blush to be the stagnation of the unemployment rate at 7.1% for the third consecutive month. So that's not really the big takeaway from this report? There's more to the story?
Much more. It's much more important, as we've discussed, as to what happens with job growth. Job growth is the key to the economic outlook for the nation and for the state. Over the next year and a half, we're certainly going to see rising interest rates. The economy can grow even with rising rates as long as job growth accelerates. And that's why the growth in the number of jobs is the most important thing. Now, the unemployment rate did stagnate at 7.1% over the last 3 months. But that happened in part because more people started to look for work. Job prospects improved, job growth improved, so more people started to look for work, so our labor force started to grow more rapidly, and therefore it arrested any decline in the unemployment rate. But that's a good thing. We want people to look for work because prospects have brightened.
What industries saw the most growth in Florida?
Well, the most growth was in those industries that are either leisure and hospitality, tourism-driven, or population-driven. So we saw a lot of growth in eating and drinking places and at attractions and lodging. Saw a lot of growth in the retail side. And good growth in construction. Construction employment is really accelerating now. And there was strong growth in business and professional services, but particularly in temporary help services, which is sort of the leading edge of what employers do when they have a surge in demand.
So we're still seeing the population growth in Florida inform the job growth.
That's exactly right. And the job growth also stimulates population growth because more people will move here as there are more jobs. So it creates the virtuous cycle of rapid economic development that we have become accustomed to in Florida. We're beginning to see it really take off in this July report.
Any other noteworthy developments in this report?
The other thing I think that was particularly interesting was the strength of the I-4 corridor. Tampa Bay led job growth, followed by Orlando. There was strong growth and positive growth all across the I-4 corridor and up into Jacksonville. And that this area is leading the state in terms of economic development. Strong growth in South Florida as well, but particularly on the I-4 corridor.
What do the Orlando numbers look like?
The job growth in Orlando was really quite good this month. 23,200 new jobs were created over the last 12 months. That's a 2.3% rate of growth, so it's much faster than the state or the nation.
Taking a look at the rest of the I-4 corridor, Hank, you said Tampa Bay had the biggest job gains. What were the numbers there?
A whopping 41,900 jobs were created. It was really quite amazing, a 3.7% rate of growth. The two big metro areas, Tampa and Orlando, dominated. The other metro areas all had positive growth. Finally, Lakeland had positive job growth. There was positive job growth in Melbourne and in Daytona Beach, but at lower rates. But nevertheless, every place along the whole I-4 corridor showed positive growth over the last 12 months.
So is the news more positive overall than it appears?
I think it's much more positive. I think the increase in job growth is really what we need to pay attention to over the next 6 months or so. And as long as job growth can stay at this level or higher, we will see accelerating growth in the state of Florida and in the I-4 corridor.
Do you expect to see that acceleration continue for the next 6 months or so?
I absolutely do. I think this is going to be a great 6 months for our state and for our area.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
Thank you, Nicole.